I'm joined today by Kevin Stewart, who, in response to a show featuring discussions about babies and the joy of motherhood, pointed out a pro-baby bias. Kevin is part of a movement dedicated to the ultimate mother, Mother Earth, and giving her a break. The Voluntary Human Extinction Movement has taken environmental activism and discussions about reproductive choice and freedom to an entirely new level. Kevin, welcome.
Hi.
So, what is the basic mission of the Voluntary Human Extinction Movement?
Well, for us to live long and die out. Kind of like live our lives to their fullest, and by fullest, helping repair the damage that we've already done, as much of it as we can, and not have kids, and then have the human race go extinct.
And so basically the idea is that the human race is sort of the most destructive force on the planet environmentally, and it's time to stop that.
Yeah. We've been compared to cancer. We kind of have, like, what used to be little groups wandering around to settlements, and then those settlements kept growing, and then they'd metastasize off and go elsewhere. There's now 6.3 billion of us.
Right. And so how many of that 6.3 billion, how many would you say are beginning to take this concept seriously, that we need to really think about our place on the planet?
You'd be surprised. A lot of times I get two different reactions. It's kind of like, you're nuts, or can I join? To some where it's like, does this mean we get to kill people? And no, it's like we're saying, like, it's like entirely voluntary. Our goal is to convince people not to have kids.
Okay.
And that way it's completely voluntary, because while forced measures don't work.
Right. So you don't recommend legal prohibitions against reproduction?
You need to have that freedom. Otherwise, there will be a backlash. And there's lots of conspiracy theories about the prohibition. So it's I heard one where environmentalists are part of the New World Order, and we're out to, and of course gays are involved in this.
Right.
Because by the fact that gays don't have kids, they're cooperating with the environmentalists and the New World Order, the Zionist occupation government, or whatever big evil is thought to be there, that it's going to be forced sterilization. And
right. So we'll take for granted that you don't want to rule the world with your evil human extinction plot. How did you get, how did you come to be involved with the movement?
Well, it came back with the campaign to save Little Mountain Natural Area, which was destroyed December 1st, 1999. And it was the thinking, okay, this was about a year before, going, okay, suppose we protect this area. Who's going to be there to protect it 100 years from now? Because the population keeps growing, and there's always this increasing demand for more resources. And I don't know if I came up with it independently or not, but I kind of said, well, what if we were to go extinct? And then I just started finding more and more information.
And there's quite a good sort of question and answer, well, a fact page at www.vhemt.org.
Yeah.
Is that sort of the main organization that is sort of advocating this? Although they stress that it's a non-organized movement.
It's more of like, I say, a disorganization. Kind of, it's a movement. It's kind of a center point that people go for information. And it's run by the kind of like founding non-father, Les Unite.
There's quite a long history in the gay and lesbian movement of people having children in heterosexual relationships and then bringing them into same-sex relationships. But there's this sort of relatively new phenomenon of the so-called gaby boom, where gays and lesbians, either because of changes in, you know, social structures and also technologically, are suddenly able to have children for the first time and are able to do it within the context of a same-sex relationship. And this is relatively new. And so what do you say to queer people who argue that it's taken so long to get to this stage that they deserve to have kids as much as the next person?
Adopt. the Global Health Council estimated that between 1995 and 2002, there was 300 million unwanted pregnancies, and about a quarter of those ended in abortion. So there's lots and lots of kids out there who want good parents. And gays and lesbians, I would say, adopt and fight for adoption rights.
Okay. And the movement isn't, I take it, against abortion, that abortion is, you know, an appropriate choice if that's right for you?
Yeah, well, I find that there's one kind of offshoot of it called Respect for Life, which is the pro-choice anti-abortion movement.
Okay.
Which makes the observation that abortion is caused by unwanted pregnancy. So if you eliminate unwanted pregnancy, you'll stop abortion. And the best way to do that is through full reproductive rights. So better sex education, better contraceptive. Mm-hmm. And one of their public service announcement is gay sex prevents abortion.
Which is, I'm sure, traumatizing to the religious right on a whole bunch of levels.
Yeah, it was actually founded by a minister.
Okay. And so one of the questions that this kind of brought up for me is, in the debate about same-sex marriage, there's sort of this argument that we should get to the point where gay and lesbian couples have the same rights as heterosexual couples to marry.
Yeah.
And then we can decide from there whether or not that's actually a good idea. And it seems to me that there's a parallel. I know that in the website I mentioned earlier, vhemt.org, that there's sort of an observation that when one person exercises their so-called right to reproduce and to have another child, that they're actually limiting other people's access to clean air, water, and other environmental resources. So it's not an absolute, you know, one right triumphs over the other ones. Do you think that same-sex couples should try to win the right to have kids and have both parents recognized as parents? Or do you think that that sort of works counter to the goals of the human extinction movement?
Well, the one thing is that it's voluntary. So in order, everybody should have the right to make that choice. It's better to be able to choose not to have kids than be forced not to have kids. And that's one of the important things, always to emphasize the voluntary in it.
Right.
So I would say, yes, you need to be able to make that choice. Now, I'm going to argue for you to make the choice of, no, I don't want to bring another child into the world.
What's the problem with having more kids? What if we had maybe just one kid per couple?
At one kid per couple, the population will still continue to grow for a while. And also, there's the problem of increasing consumption. The kids today consume more than I did when I was a kid, and I wound up consuming more than my parents did.
Mm-hmm.
And it's part of the just kind of the idea that we have to keep going.
Let me ask you this: one of the realities of the world right now, and it's an unfortunate one, I think, is that despite the fact that most of the population is located in sort of the majority countries, most of the consumption happens in North America and Western Europe.
Yeah.
Is there a correlated movement that's sort of trying to restrict consumption in the, you know, Western industrialized nations?
It's a lot of like voluntary simplicity is involved in this too. One of the members of VIMET, which is the Voluntary Human Extinction Movement, Nina Pelli, has also set up what's called the Xmas Resistance Movement, which is like saying no to compulsory consumption.
And so those movements have pretty close ties?
Yeah. A lot of it looks at babies as just another consumer item.
Right, okay.
Yeah, I remember when my nephew was born, my sister-in-law was asked, what's the theme of this baby going to be? Is it going to be a Disney baby? Which is something to have fun with. If you know someone who has a theme baby, find out what the kid likes and then replace it. His favorite was cats, and I just covered his wall with pictures of wild cats from World Wildlife Fund.
Well, Kevin, thank you very much for taking the time to chat.
No problem.
Good luck with the extinction.
Oh, well, I'm trying, although I know it won't happen in my lifetime.